Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 16th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement, and normally we prepare these messages each weekday morning, although we missed yesterday's due to a dental appointment that lasted longer than anticipated. Today's message is titled Trophies of Victory. If you were to go to our site today, you would see a photo taken at the Bass Pro Shops in Springfield, Missouri, of a number of deer mounts on a, looks like some kind of poster tree. Interesting place. Today's scripture text is 1 Samuel 21, verse 9.
The priest replied, "The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, is here. It is wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you want it, take it. There is no sword here but that one." David said, "There is none like it. Give it to me."
Whenever I'm near a Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's, I like to stop and look around. Well, for those of you that may not know, Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's are large sporting goods stores that especially focus on hunting, fishing, and other outdoor type of sports. Although I'm not a hunter and only a nominal fisherman, I nevertheless enjoy walking around these mega sports stores. This summer we went through the flagship Bass Pro Shop in Springfield, Missouri, which, according to state statistics, is the single most attended tourist attraction in all of Missouri. I enjoy looking at the large game, such as the photo that I placed on the site today. That was, as I mentioned, taken at the Springfield Bass Pro Shop. They collect these trophies from scores of hunters for a very impressive display. Of course, individual hunters and fishermen also like to display their trophies. Yesterday I visited with Daryl, a friend who had this beautiful mount of a red fox which he had taken right on his own farm. This coming Sunday I'm speaking on David and Goliath, and most of you are aware of this story, even those that are biblically illiterate sometimes know of this story, although it's interesting. We recently encountered a person that did not have the slightest clue what that story was about.
Our daily text records an interesting event that happened sometime after the famous battle. Following the battle, David became a hero, more popular in the eyes of the people than King Saul, which caused him to go into an uncontrollable jealous rage. Most of the latter chapters of 1 Samuel record David fleeing from Saul's sword as he invariably pursued him day after day. It was a very despairing time, and this led David to record his physical, emotional, and spiritual battles, which are revealed in several of the Psalms. We often find ourselves turning to these very Psalms when we too are dealing with battles of one sort or another.
In today's Bible portion, David is in need of a sword, and Ahimelech, the priest, had for some reason been keeping Goliath's massive sword wrapped in a cloth. That must have been quite a trophy. Scripture records that Goliath's spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. Well, that's about 15 pounds. You can imagine if the iron point of Goliath's spear shaft weighed 15 pounds, just how enormous his entire sword must have been.
I'm intrigued by David's statement, "There is none like it. Give it to me." I wonder what practical purpose David had in mind for this massive sword. Well, it's certainly possible he had some functional use for it, or perhaps he intended to recycle the materials.
But in pondering this point, I believe David's interest is not a practical use, but as a trophy. A powerful reminder of God's help during a past major conflict. Humanly speaking, young David was no match for the mighty Goliath. He knew that, but he relied on God for the victory. His great battle cry was, and I quote directly from 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. He said this to Goliath, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied."
Abraham and his descendants frequently built altars when God brought about a supernatural phenomenon in their midst. It was a physical, visible way of giving thanks to God and acknowledging that apart from his intervention, defeat was imminent. Each time people passed by the altar their forefathers erected, their faith was fortified as they recalled the miraculous work God had performed for his people. I wonder if Goliath's sword just may have been similar for David and his descendants. A visible reminder that he could still rely on God for the victory he sought at this difficult time in his life. The sword was a trophy of victory.
Self-assurance and self-sufficiency will ultimately lead to certain defeat. But steadfast trust in Almighty God and acknowledgement that apart from Him we are powerless will lead us to ultimate victory.
Let's pray together, and I quoted a couple of scriptures from Joshua 4:24 and Matthew 19:26 in our prayer today. Father, you provided David with supernatural courage, strength, and skill to defeat the bully of a giant Goliath. You divided the waters of the Red Sea and the Jordan River so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that we might always be in reverential fear of your sovereign supremacy. Nothing in ourselves will defeat the enemies we face, but with God, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today on Daily Encouragement Net. As mentioned, we did not get a post off yesterday due to a dental appointment and some duties to follow. It's a joy to share these messages, and we're grateful for our regular listeners, and we know that some check their email and look forward to what we have written for that day, and we want to be considerate. But it is impossible, virtually anyway, to write these every single day, for we also have other responsibilities. Well, excuse that phone. We're glad it came at the time it did. She was expecting her call. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message that we have prepared for Wednesday, September 16th, 2009. Our message today has a number of different photos on it, including that photo of the Bass Pro Shop, this selection of trophy mounts seen in the Springfield store, as well as the photo I mentioned of our friend Daryl's red fox that he took on his farm here in Lancaster County. But that's not all. There's some other photos we took of our journeys out about yesterday afternoon, a beautiful fall day, and if you get a look at them, they're on the site. We also recommend a couple of songs today, both of them older songs, not hymns, but songs from our younger years that were the popular music at the time. One is by Jamie Owens Collins, a song that declares the battle belongs to the Lord. I imagine both of these are probably early to mid-80s. When they were written. The other is Russ Taff and the great song Praise the Lord. Both of these are available as a YouTube video. I'll simply open up YouTube and to that song. And, if you care to, you can listen to it there or watch to whatever degree they have the video. Well, thanks for joining us today. May God fill your hearts with an encouragement and assurance of the ultimate victory we have in Christ.